You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Well, welcome in, and I feel like a complete horse's ass. I have to apologize, Jeremy Otto. I had no idea. So he looked like he was working at Smart Tech from 40-year-old virgin. I was like, Jeremy, can you turn on that Michael McDonald for everybody? Because he was like so like properly attired in khakis and his little polo, and I'm like, yeah, Jeremy normally is in here in like, you know, jeans and a sweatshirt, or he loves his logo gear, all sports things all the time. Come to find out, poor Jeremy, well, listen, there's a reason I'm dressed this way. And I go, oh, hell, tell me somebody died. I really feel bad now. Guy had a pipe blow up in his house. He can't wash nothing. So he's reached the Smart Tech or Geek Squad portion of the closet. But I feel terrible, and I want to offer a public apology to Jeremy Otto.
And there you are, just laughing away at him. Just, oh, what are you dressed like? You're going to Best Buy over here.
How was I supposed to know this? It was just an outlandish wardrobe choice by him. And I'm like, hey, Jeremy, turn on OMOB again, will you please?
He did fix my laptop before the show.
Okay. So I wanted to, at 2:02 in the afternoon, offer a very public apology to Jeremy Otto.
I'm going
to
kill somebody.
I'm going to kill somebody. And by the way, that is bar none one of the worst things that can happen to your home. Water, it kills everything. That is, I'm so sorry.
Preach to the choir.
Right? Well, yeah, your family from being from Louisiana.
Oh, no, just my old place flooded.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, okay.
Hey, day after Christmas, ring, ring. You may want to get home.
You want to make fun of some more people, Mike? Go ahead.
Your place is underwater.
No, I just want to say this. 2 o'clock is dedicated to Jeremy Otto. Because I feel so bad. He's such a nice man. Let's get into the show, shall we? In memoriam of Jeremy Otto. He's not dead. What did I just say?
Come on. It's just his house has some water. You're killing him, man.
David, let's cue the open. Take two.
Can we start over, please? Okay. We are going to start with something way off the wall. Yes, we're going to get to a little bit of Tiger talk later. We also have a number of kind of one-offs in the world of sports. We also have a situation we got to solve for Kenny involving this fake, contrived Hallmark holiday people are celebrating today. But I wanted to begin with this. We are going to make the Four Nations face-off great again because there is a real divide here. Like the hockey elite are really into this. Kenny is really into it. A couple of guys I know, super hockey fan, they are really into it. The problem, I think the rest of humanity is like, I don't even know what you're talking about. So last night, Team USA played, and they dropped a bomb on Finland, and Kenny's all amped up, and I started talking to Kenny before the show, and I go, okay, here's the deal. The NFL's done. Baseball, it's nonsense. I mean, they're throwing the ball back and forth at spring training right now. The whole roster hasn't even reported. Right,
pitchers and catchers.
Right. Basketball, forget it. We just got done harpooning the NBA as a league that's unwatchable.
Yeah, and you know, we may owe something to Kenny because the All-Star Game format, Doug was trying to explain it to me in Crosstalk. I was like, what?
What league? NHL or?
No, NBA.
Oh, I mean, that's been dead for years to
no,
me.
No, but it's like they're playing like some four-game. I'll explain it later. Go ahead.
The question I had is, how do we make the Four Nations face-off great again? And by great again, I just mean great for the first time. Because All-Star games are terrible. I just think in 2025, it's a dead concept. The innocence we once had with sports and the athletes caring about being an All-Star, I'm not disrespecting it. It's just they make too much money. They don't care. They have become commodities. They're not even players anymore. They are essentially Fortune 500 companies. So All-Star games don't work. Now, I used to love NHL skills competition. Mike Gartner skating around the ice, Al Iafrady with his pork chop comb over, hardest shot competition.
Al MacInnis with his hardest shot.
Vladimir Malikov. Oh. But yet, look, that's dead. So Kenny has this event, and I'm going, okay, now this could be something we get into. But first of all, who the hell's paying attention for 9-10 days? Not me. Then you factor in, they forgot the biggest team they needed in this.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else. They forgot. Go ahead.
Oh, to name the trophy? That's a bit of an oversight. But Kenny, talk to me. Now, I've listed some suggestions on here, and if you want to read them, you're welcome to. It's just more.
Oh, geez. You added more since I looked last. Loser gets in prison at Gitmo. I don't think, Mike. I don't think that's a.
No?
Like Sweden is stuck in Gitmo.
Why are you
I want
here?
Real table stakes here. Losers, passports are shredded. You never get to return home. All right.
Why are you in here? Well, we lost a hockey
Hey, you doing a bid? Yeah, we lost to Four Nations. Kenny, how do we make this event? Like, what will make this something the NHL could do every year? Something that would make it where fringe people, non-hockey elite would go, you know what? Cool concept. I don't have to invest a ton of time. Let's get involved. Take me through this.
So what I'm looking at is an event that the players actually care about, which when we're talking about All-Star games, you look at the Pro Bowl, you look at the NBA, you look at baseball, every single league, nobody cares. And oftentimes players either don't try or they opt out entirely. Like baseball, like the home run derby, that used to be sweet. Half the guys that you want to see opt out. That sucks. In this specific event, all the players actually try. They actually really, really try. They care. To them, this is a playoff game.
Truth.
Every single one of them. So that makes this inherently the best All-Star thing that could be possible.
You don't want to be stuck at Gitmo.
You don't.
You gotta care.
You don't want to be stuck at Gitmo. But you could fix this by shortening it to a weekend.
Waterboarding.
What? So you're saying an extended weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yep.
Doubleheaders.
Yep.
Stagger the action.
Yep. If you stagger the action, you doubleheader it.
I'm going to agree with that.
Couple of games a day. That way on like a Thursday, you could have like flip on 1 o'clock, you have a game on. You flip another one on at 7 o'clock or 4 o'clock. You could even do three in a day because you need to get three games for each team. You could do a game for each team a day. And skip it, have a day off in the middle somewhere, do the final on Sunday.
See, Kenny, I'm going to say up until the NFL goes to 20 games, you could even have the final game on President's Day on that Monday.
You could. The way that I look at it is great action. Just stagger it to a weekend. Because, Mike, you're right when you say it's 9 days.
It's too much.
That's way too much. For four teams.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, if it was 18.
And it's the wrong four.
It is four of the right teams. It's just not the four teams that you
look. If you want drama, I'm sorry, but if you want fringe fun when it comes to hockey, you got to get the Russians in this thing. You just have to. I don't care if nobody likes them. You have to. It's got to happen.
But see, that's why you need them.
They're the third most hockey producing nation that there is outside of US and Canada. You need them.
You do. And it also creates a drama. I think it's a chance to see players who, candidly, probably aren't allowed to be here for fear of reprisal. And it just adds some drama. I'm not trying to be rude, but Finland hit the bricks. You can keep Sweden because they're elite. You can keep the U.S., Canada. We got to get Russia in this thing.
No, I'm completely with you. I think if you combine the two of let's shorten this to 4 days instead of 9 days, and you add the third most hockey-producing country, now we're talking about something.
And name the trophy.
Yeah, and yes, name it after a person. Name it after, like, name it after Gitmo, for all I care. I don't care.
The Guantanamo Cup.
The Guantanamo Cup.
Could you imagine?
No.
Hey, the loser skates off the ice. The locker room is already on an 18-wheeler. It's
also
done.
Also, waterboarding was not on my bingo board.
No, it was not.
The conversation.
So, listen, I want to ask the people, did you watch the USA game last night, the Four Nations? How do we make this thing where you can actually build upon it? Because I'm with Rico on this. You and I used to love NBA All-Star Weekend. I won't watch a singular second of it. It's just played out. I don't think All-Star games have a role in our life anymore. I think people have changed. The game has changed. And look,
if they don't want to play in the regular season, what makes me think they want to play in an All-Star game?
Hit the bell, please. Thank you. I can leave. I won't make a more
you should have left. You should have left earlier today.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Let's get started. And if you enjoyed Four Nations or Foreign Diplomat, we're doing that at 2:30.
We'll do it again?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I commissioned Kenny.
Okay.
I told him, name your price. Design another version of that game today.
Player or politician?
We have to. It's too good. So we'll get with some of the people. I want to hear from the ticket techs. Need to condense it to four games. You got to get Russia in this thing. You got to name your trophy. You could avoid the suggestions I have where losers lose their citizenship and don't get to go home. I just want drama. I need sports that matter in a sea of winter sports that the regular seasons, candidly, don't matter.
Put the guillotine right there behind
Wow, we're going back to 1300.
Right there behind the goal.
Team France has entered the chat.
You don't score here? Well, line up there.
Wow. Miss a penalty shot? Dead. It's like the Stoney song we started with, Lenny. Wow, dead.
Chopping off hands.
Wow. What is that, Hammurabi's code? Right. David's got the whole rule book.
You missed that breakaway? Come here.
Here's Kathy Bates to smash your leg. 248-539-9797.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, we want to start out with something just a little bit wacky, but a lot of people did watch last night. The Four Nations, it's important to Kenny. But I'm making a point. The NHL never does anything right. If there's two leagues that have no idea how to market their stars, it's Major League Baseball and it's the NHL. Now, the NHL is sitting here where, A, it's killing the Red Wings. They're not playing. The Red Wings are hot as a firecracker. But you create this interesting concept, and then you proceed to do nothing right. It's 9 days long. There's no Russia. We didn't name the trophy. And nothing bad happens to the losers. I need drama. So I had asked, how do we make this thing mainstream? Kenny offered you a four-day blitz. Got to have Russia in here. I'm letting Kenny name the trophy. He wants to call it the Guido's Memorial Cup. We can do that. Look, All-Star games are dead. Who the hell's watching the NBA All-Star game this weekend? I don't call up and lie to me. Don't.
Bruh, it's a format like it's the NBA version of Four Nations.
Go ahead and explain. I mean, we're here now, and then we'll get to the calls, and we'll get to Kenny.
I guess Team Kenny, Team Chuck, Team Shaq, and then the winner of the Rising Stars Challenge will play in their own little mini tournament. So the NBA stole from the NHL, Kenny. They have their own Four Nations. It's Team Chuck, Team Kenny, Team Shaq.
Whatever happened to East versus West? You know what I've never understood about the NBA?
It's too simple.
These new TV deals, all these players making all this money, right? Why not just get a gargantuan amount of money out there? You fill up a G-Wagon with about $10 million and have the winning team chop it up. Play ball. You auction the car for charity and you get the cash and we go play. I don't know.
Right, but here's the thing. The players who are in the All-Star game are making hundreds of millions of dollars.
No, the money can go to charity. They don't need it. It can go to a charity. LeBron
every
has one. They all have
a charity.
Yeah.
You're playing for your charity. Now, if you don't care about kids with cancer or something, you're a real POS. You mean to tell me you're going to load manage when you're playing for dying kids?
The money goes to Jeremy.
What? He's sipping on his beverage. What did I do? I'm making a point. You identify.
No, you're making a great point.
Oh, take me out. I don't feel like playing.
I really? Got no comment.
Little Bobby's in a coma. David, the ticket text.
Russia, Czech Republic, Norway, and Germany need to be added to the field. Cash prize for the winning team, like the NBA Cup. Get rid of the 10-minute overtime as well. It's too long.
Okay.
Someone says, in hockey, playing for your country, 1B to the Stanley Cup. These guys are playing very hard. Even fighting last night, it's been so fun to watch.
That's why you need Russia in this thing.
No Cameroon, no interest. Brian and Madison.
That is a reference back to when we found the world hockey rankings and they ranked 58 teams. Who knew Georgia had a team?
LOL, what an opening. Mike's killing coworkers and waterboarding hockey players for losing. Up next, a moon laser.
Yeah. Well, actually, did you see the picture of the naval ship with the laser weapon?
No.
I did. Yeah.
I'll show it to you. It's unbelievable. Right up your alley.
Execution?
No, space stuff. Like it's supposed to like be this giant laser beam that can take out an army of drones. They fire it from the boat.
There goes Dr. Evil again. Lasers.
Laser.
Can we put them on the sharks?
Yes, 100%. That's what Four Nations needs. Lasers on the helmets.
I love hockey, but the Four Nations is another preseason. Get through it. Don't get hurt. Wake me when it's over. From Jay Cut.
This is the hard part with sports in 2025. As fans, we struggle to find meaning. Look, the NFL is the only one who's got it right, and they're even on their way to ruining it, where the season becomes too long. Mm-hmm. These other sports, now you're taking a break. The one thing hockey's got, basketball players have no pride. Baseball players, forget about it. That all-star concept, that died 30 years ago. But hockey, a texter said it. Playing for your country means something to these guys. Hockey players are wackos. You can play upon that and make it mean something to people. Mm-hmm. That's why once every 4 years, people care about gymnastics or the luge. Nonsense. I just feel like the NHL never gets it right. They never promote their stars. They never make their game look good. They couldn't even name the trophy, Kenny.
They had this lightning in a bottle, right? There's something that actually means something to the players that they're actually willing to put effort into. They have lightning in a bottle. You need to make this work.
Is this going to be an every year type of an event?
No, I think it's going to be every 2 years they're going to do something
opposite the Olympics.
See, even that's not right. Even that doesn't make any sense.
I agree.
Build upon it. Get rid of your all-star game. Put the skills competition before this.
Make it better next year.
And put it in, maybe rotate the cities it's in.
Yes.
Right now, it's Montreal, Boston. Make it Toronto and New York or Detroit.
There you go.
We got the LED roof.
If we get the LED roof, we need this tournament here.
That's not happening.
Well, I guess we're not
getting it. The district would be popular.
We don't have nice things.
You know what? Here's the thing. We're going to happen. I'm treating all you guys. We're headed to Houston's. Dinner's on me.
Hey, man, I heard it's opening soon.
All the players can hang out in the district. It'll be great.
Woo! Let's go to Jack, 97.1. Jack, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Mike, how's it going?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
First off, I got to talk to you. I've been listening all week. I've heard the slander over hockey and the Four Nations. I know this isn't coming from someone who watches the Kentucky Breeders Open at Sarasota Race.
Watch yourself. All right, I tell you what, Jack, ready? Jack.
Jack hitting people with garbage cans.
Hold on, what do they call it in tennis where there's a tie? Is that deuce?
Deuce, yeah.
Jack has just served and tied it up. Niche sport for niche sport. All right, let's go.
The Kentucky.
All right. Well, in all seriousness, I very well aware of the niche sport that is hockey. It's just one of those things that I would say I'm part of the hockey elite. What gets me going is you have guys, Matthew Tkachuk and Sam Bennett, who won a Stanley Cup of Florida last year. And in the middle of their season and in their efforts to try and repeat and win a Stanley Cup, they are literally talking about how they have waited a decade for this game and quite possibly probably going to fight at some point tomorrow.
I like
because, as you said, these guys are whack jobs when it comes to their country, but it makes it so intense and so much fun. It's like you're watching the Stanley Cup Finals in the middle of the season.
Do you agree with me? We need Russia in this thing. And do you agree if you make this into a four-day festival versus this nine-day death march, you can generate actual interest?
Absolutely. I think they missed the mark on that for sure. I think because of everything going on with Russia and you know, for whatever reason, the fact they're not in it, they had an easy out going with four because Sweden and Finland are so popular in the sport. I think it's also kind of a precursor for the Olympics next year because they haven't been in the Olympics since 2014. And so I think all this is going to do is just lead to more bad blood that carries over into that when you do have, you know, hopefully Russia and Czechia and Slovakia. But, I mean, the fact you have Canadians booing the U.S. anthem yesterday because of, you know, whatever's going on outside the sport,
right?
I think tomorrow night is must-watch for all hockey fans.
Yeah, they better
or even those who are.
Jack, I got bad news for you. They better watch out who they boo. They'll be speaking Russian.
That's right.
Honestly, I've had enough of that. All right? Canada never has an opinion on nothing. Don't be booing us. We're the only thing to keep you free.
Mike laying down the hammer.
No, it's just, honestly, I get tired of stuff like that. You don't boo the national anthem, and you don't boo the players on the ice. They didn't do nothing to you.
I was just laughing. He's like, you watched the Kentucky Breeders.
No, that's what I said. Hey, serving volley, deuce.
But you know what? At least you got trophies and things at the end of the race that are
you do. You do.
Yeah. You whether do. It's roses or whatever.
There's lots. Leave it there. You haven't been insulting yet. This is a record for you. Go to Colin 97.1. What's up, Colin?
Not too much. I'm just calling in about the Four Nations Cup, and I got to say this, as a diehard Maple Leaf fan, but a proud Canadian and what's going on right now, I'm conflicted because you mentioned this is like a Stanley Cup, and I can't agree more. And even when I see my captain out there playing, part of me is like, I hope Sam Reinhart's brought his chops to the game, because what do I want more? Do I want to see the Olympic feel, or am I looking long-term for my NHL team?
Yeah, that is the tough part, right? And that is where you never want to see anybody play in one of these, get hurt, and it impacts what you truly care about. But, Colin, the sport needs help. And if this is a way to market the stars, if this is a way to see the stars, be stars all on the ice together, not like in an all-star game where nobody cares, I think they got to take advantage of it. I think they got to try this and push the rev limiter.
Absolutely. And like you said, you brought up, you bring in Russia, you bring in the other. There's so many outside narratives going on as well. You got, is this Crosby's last one? You got the upcoming stars. You got injuries. I think the NHL needs to run this, like you said, in concurrence with the Olympics and make this thing permanent staple.
Yep. And it's one long weekend. You can't have this 2-week gap. I think you do the one long weekend. You give some rest to the players. Right. This becomes the all-star break.
Yeah.
And again, a good charity being attached to this as well as national pride? What's the problem?
See, I think the NHL players, no, the national pride is enough for them. You don't need to. The NBA, you got to bribe them to care.
Yeah.
You may need a charity, but then I don't even know if they care about the charity. Like, they got their money. They got theirs.
Rico.
They don't care about charity. Wow.
You can't say that.
Feels like, looks like, seems like.
Yeah, I know. All right. You imagine, like, Jimmy Butler just walks off the court, doesn't give a rip, and they're like, and tonight Jimmy Butler was playing for, cancer research. And he's walking off as he poops his pants or whatever the hell happened the other night.
No, I think he did.
That looked like a James Houston event.
He did. Because
It just did.
He had the executive walk to wherever he was going. Like, he was struggling.
Must have had a big pregame meal.
It was a little bit of a waddle in that walk.
Dude, it looked like a bomb went off in his ass.
Setting that James Houston Gatorade.
Okay, then.
All right, Mike's out there watching Breeders' Cup highlights.
Yeah, that's right. No, we did this yesterday, and just we had fun with it. People enjoyed it. It's completely irreverent. It is Four Nations or Foreign Diplomat, brought to you by Kenneth G. Cott. Let's do the business. I'm Ron Barr for EA Sports.
I'm Ron Barr. Four Nations or Foreign Diplomats, Part 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Okay.
Let me give you guys the rules just in case you missed it yesterday. The rules are, I'm going to Who Said It style give you two players, and Who Said It style, you guys are going to tell me which one is the foreign diplomat and which one is the Four Nations player.
Okay, and the rules are, if it's blatant that I know it, I am to sit out.
And this is going to be a few of these. There's going to be several of these because, as we said yesterday, Mike, you are, I guess, a card-carrying member of the hockey elite once again.
It's on a probationary basis, but
we'll see how you do today, all right?
Yeah, I'll probably falter. I mean, what are we going to do? You can do Finland today or something ridiculous?
No, we actually have a combo platter of U.S. and Canada.
Okay, the English-speaking nations.
So they're names that I can pronounce without having to stare real hard at them for a few seconds.
Tim Horton.
Right.
Okay, let's go.
All right, so we got Daniel Morrissey and Josh Morrissey. Which one is the Irish minister for the industry of commerce, and which one plays for the Winnipeg Jets?
You said it was Irish. I'm going to say Daniel's the Irish guy.
Okay.
Rico.
Daniel or who?
Josh.
Yeah, Morrissey?
Josh doesn't sound Irish.
No.
What if Kenny's running a game on you, though? What if Josh is a Gen Z? He's a bit of a rising star in the diplomatic game.
No. I'm going to say Josh is the hockey guy.
David.
I'm going Josh is the diplomat.
I wonder if Kenny's doing a little reverse of the reverse psychology here.
Michael, what is your guess?
I'm going to say Josh is the Irishman diplomat and the other cat's the player.
Daniel Morrissey is The Irish Minister for the Industry and Commerce.
Damn it. We gave Kenny credit for being smart and cute, and those were two terrible mistakes.
It was the reverse of the reverse.
Dude, how many Irishmen have named their kid Josh?
Probably not many. Next one on the list. We have an ambassador, and we have a defenseman for the New York Rangers. Adam Fox and Sam Fox.
I'm sitting this one out. I know this one.
Adam Fox is the NHL player.
I can't confirm that. Who? Adam Fox and
Sam Fox.
Damn. I just like the name Sam Fox. Sounds like a nice young man.
Entertainer.
Yeah. Like he's telling jokes. He might even be on the Saturday Night Live thing this Sunday.
Yeah, Sam's a politician.
Adam Fox is the player.
Is it?
Yeah.
Sam Fox is a Belgium ambassador.
So. Yeah, you ever wonder how these guys get into the business of being an ambassador? Like, what's the career path for you to get that cush gig? Whoever wants to talk to the Belgian embassy about anything?
That's why.
Waffles?
No.
French fries?
No. Mike, that's why. It's the job as a president that you give to your friends.
Yes.
So you pick the favorite place you would love to live, and you'll be the ambassador there. You're living there for free. No one's going to bother you. You're on a permanent work vacation.
Note to self, find the 2028 president and become friends with him.
So Adam Fox is on the U.S. team?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Adam Fox, USA. Evan, you like Thailand? You know what? You're the ambassador. There you go.
All right. Trouble there.
Next one. This one might be my favorite one that I have on this list. JT Miller or TJ Miller?
Oh, man.
Not to be confused with the guy who played a role in Silicon Valley.
Yeah, that's TJ Miller with the long red hair. Huh. Is it Confer? Did you say Confer?
No, he said Miller.
JT Miller or TJ Miller?
All right, I'll sit this one out because I know this one.
Oh, JT?
I'm going to go JT.
Hey, hold on. Who's who?
Yeah.
What are the two jobs here?
That's your job to figure out.
No. What's the political job?
One is an ambassador, one is a hockey player.
Okay. Ambassador to whom?
I won't tell you that until it's over with. I learned my lesson with the Daniel shenanigans.
I'm going to go JT.
I'm going to reverse it. I'm going to go TJ.
David. I'm going to go JT with you, Rico.
Can he give it?
JT or TJ Miller is the three-time U.S. ambassador. It's not a foreign ambassador. I just like the JT TJ thing.
I love it.
Three-time, though. Back to back.
Like, listen, if I didn't know it, that's diabolical. What he just did to you guys?
Yeah. But think about this.
Diabolical.
Mike, the ambassador is like my dream job of being a bowl rep. You don't really do much.
But you get cool pins.
You get to wear a jacket and you're a scumbag. Right, you get to go to games and you get to do whatever you want to do. But you want a Belgian pin?
So is that why we want Thailand?
No, I'm just saying wherever your favorite country is,
yeah,
you can be the ambassador there.
Thailand.
Okay, there you go, David. Thailand.
Yeah.
All right.
Woo-hoo. Oh, all right. No, that's unnecessary. All right.
Well, you know, they say that certain city there makes Vegas look like nothing. I'm not going to say the name of the city.
What have you done to my goodly segment?
Come on. Keep it going.
All right, next one. Anthony Cirelli or Edmondo Cirelli?
I know this one. What's the other job?
Mexico's not in this.
I was about to say,
since they're both kind of on that line, Italian Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation.
He gave it away there.
Like what kind
There's no way that Armando is not the Italian
not Armando,
guy.
It's not Armando, it's Edmondo.
Okay, Edmondo's the Italian guy.
There's a lot of Edmondos, Mike.
How many Edmondos you got in your family, Mike?
How many Edmondos you go to high school with?
Bro, I got bad news for you. Everybody where I grew up was named Anthony, Paul, Vince, John, or Michael.
I just thought they were named Anthony and Tony and Little Anthony and Little Tony.
Big T.
Dude, I had an Uncle Rock, for God's sakes. Edmondo.
Edmondo's the Italian guy. I'm going to say the other one is.
Kenny, go ahead.
Edmondo Cirelli is the Italian Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation.
Yep, you gave it away. You're right, Evan.
You had to keep that one, and you couldn't have said Italian there.
That's okay.
I'll keep that one in the bank next time.
Keep going.
All right, we got Brian Bennett or Sam Bennett.
Wow. I know this one.
Can I go back to a previous one? Was the previous Sam an NHLer or no?
That's for you to remember.
Huh.
I'm giving you no more hints. No more. There will be no more.
I know this one.
So yesterday there weren't any Bobs in the league, but now there's like multiple Sams.
I'm gonna say
Sam.
Diplomat?
Hockey player.
Ryan Bennett is a basketball player.
What?
Where? Ryan.
Are you thinking Tony Bennett, former Virginia coach?
Yeah. Ryan is a black name. It can't be a hockey player.
When is Brian a black name? Brian's just a name.
Oh, okay. All I know is black Brian's.
Wow. I learned something new.
I thought Brian was like one of the more...
It was milk, like Steve.
Like the milquetoast names. Like your parents are uncreative dimwits and they're just like, we'll call him Brian.
One of my best hockey buddies, his name is Brian. He used to work in the building.
Up next, Kenny discovers his best friend is black.
Oh, you got a black friend? I guess I do. I haven't asked him, I guess.
Kenny, not trust me.
Happy Black History Month. Kenny and his stunning 23andMe results.
Wow, who would have thunk?
All right, guys, Brian or Sam?
You're really from Kenny?
I had to sit this out. I know this.
Sam's the NHLer.
Sam, you said Sam's the NHLer. Rico?
Sam.
I have to go Sam.
You are all correct. He's a forward for Team Canada and on the Florida Panthers.
Brian.
And by the way, shout out. Apparently, Brian is a black name. There you go.
According to David, Brian works at the liquor store, so there we go.
No, Brian is the British ambassador to Belarus.
And he's British.
Yeah.
David also claims Brian is a more popular black name than LaMelo.
I only know one LaMelo, so.
Kenny, do we have a Jaden today?
No, there is no
What Jaden. Are you talking about? That's the whitest name ever.
We do have...
Signed David Hull.
I'll give you one more.
Okay.
We got Seth Jarvis or Will Jarvis.
Okay, I'm going to play this.
And that's Seth Jones.
That's not the same person.
Oh, Popeye's kid.
That's Popeye's kid.
Okay.
Up next.
Is the black guy in the NHL. You got it, David.
Up next. Seth is a white name. Just kidding. Seth Jones on line 4.
Seth Jarvis or Will Jarvis?
Jarvis is the last name, huh? I'm going to say Will.
I'm going to go Seth.
I'm going to go Will.
Yeah, William Jarvis.
Seth is a hockey player name, though, isn't
it? Kind of is. It's a tough guy's name.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Seth Jarvis is a forward for Team Canada and the Carolina Hurricanes.
Damn it.
What was the other guy?
The foreign diplomat.
Kenny, does this mean I get my card?
Sebastian Aho or Sebastian Aho?
The better Sebastian Aho.
Yeah, my team decidedly is the worst one.
I do have a question, because there was an Aho on the ice yesterday, or were they both on the ice?
No.
I couldn't tell.
No, there's only one that qualifies for this tournament.
Oh, okay.
That's Carolina's.
The other one plays for Mike's team, and he's not that great.
Yeah, I got the government cheese version, okay? The real Sebastian Aho plays in Carolina.
Wait, are you guys being serious? There's two of them?
Yeah,
same name. There's unrelated different countries from that they were born.
Yeah, one guy's a demon, the other guy blows.
And with that...
That so it's is like the good Howard nations. And the bad Howard.
Yes.
Or foreign diplomats.
All right, let's get serious. The business of football. The NFL never stops. The offseason, free agency, trades, chaos. Let's do it. David.
So it's never too early to give some predictions for next season. And that's what ESPN did. Different categories for different things. There are players. There are coaches. There are teams in here. So I'm going to start with they name one team, coach or player, who will break out.
Did you almost choke on your tongue?
No. I've been coughing back here nonstop, and I'm trying
to. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day, Kenny. Dad. All right, go ahead.
So they go through, and the different writers for ESPN give who they think will be a breakout name.
Okay.
One name on here that you see a few times, Roma Dunze.
This is Rico's guy. I am going to abstain. This is your godson.
You know what? I can see where the potential is, and it's all because of Ben Johnson and that offense and really turning him into that Amon-Ra type of player for the Chicago Bears. Next season, no, but I think in a few years he could be, David.
And then I'll just complete the Bears here because they have a few different Bears. They have the Bears as a team. And then they have Caleb Williams also on this list.
I think they want Caleb Williams to be the breakout player. I mean, I kind of feel like Caleb Williams was being force-fed to me the same way Aaron Rodgers was. Oh, no, this is going to work in New York. Is it, though? And I feel the same about Caleb. Like, oh, he's going to be great. Is he?
I'm going to give a different perspective because I think this is prospect fatigue for a lot of people. You get told someone's good for long enough, you end up like Rico. You end up angry at the person. If you actually look at Caleb, he had a solid rookie year. He was not a disaster. He was not Achilles Smith. He was good on a very bad team.
You may be right. I was just told he was going to be great.
I know. And I'm telling you, it happens to all of us. It's just, you're very bitter at this now. You're tired of being told he's great. So now you're projecting. You're lashing out.
Another team on this list here, and I'm mentioning them because we've had the conversations about the Chiefs this week.
Yes.
And we had a prediction regarding the Chargers possibly overtaking that division. Another division team here. They have $50 million in cap space. The Broncos.
Bo Nix. You know what? If they spend it correctly, I think if the Broncos can get another receiver in there and possibly a better running back, I think that they could.
You know who'd be nice there? Be a really good fit. Pair of AFC West teams, I think, are a great landing spot for a Michigan Wolverine. Colston Loveland would be exceptional with Sean Payton and the way they run that offense. It's the same thing with Harbaugh, the way he runs his. They need, I'm with Rico, they need another playmaker on that thing. I've also said to you, that's a spot where I look at an Ashton Jeanty in the draft.
I was about to say, yeah.
But they're close, and they've got the money, and defensively.
But see, I don't know if Jeanty will get past the Cowboys.
Why would he? Why would he? Because a team with negative $12 million in cap space and glaring holes everywhere, let's take a running back. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, David.
The next three here, I'm just going to name them because it's very easy. A lot of rookies are in here. So let me just name these three key ones here. Michael Penix Jr., Marvin Harrison Jr., and then you have Ricky Pearsall.
I want to say something positive about a 49er, and then I'm going to drop a hand grenade in Rico's lap. Ricky Pearsall was super impressive once he got back and got a chance. And again, no one intends on getting shot in the preseason. But I think his rise means Debo can get the hell out. The hand grenade I want to drop in Rico's lap is Marvin Harrison. What the hell?
No, Marvin Harrison, here's the thing. He went to the wrong team. You can't have weird wide receiver and weird quarterback play on the same offense because you – Marvin Harrison needs an alpha dog to go in there and just tell him where to go, tell him what to do, and get him the ball. And honestly, I don't think that Kyler Murray even knew who he was for half the year. He was like, yeah, he'll get the ball, and he gets the ball. It's like, no. He's one of those always open wide receivers. So, no, I don't think so because those two just – they're oil and water. They don't mix. Michael Penix, yeah, I think Michael Penix, whole offseason, tailor the offense towards him. They got a ton of weapons in Atlanta. They just haven't used them in 3 years.
So the next category, they go through one move you want to see this offseason. Of course, there's a lot of Myles Garrett's in here, but there's two moves that I want to focus on because one is like, wow.
Stafford to the New York football Giants.
There's a Giants one here.
You know what? Hold on real quick. Yeah. I saw that this morning and it said that your Giants would have to trade. It was like their two second round picks, second round this year and second round next year for Matthew Stafford. And I'm thinking, if that's all it took, man, you better make that deal. If you can get away with just trading your 2 seconds.
You might want to do that because what this guy predicts is the Giants trade up for the number one pick to take Cam Ward.
I would leave the studio and take a week off. You can't do that stuff. We're not good. If you're going to give up picks, they can't be premium. And it can't be to take a rookie. David, just prepare for it.
And then this next one here, I was looking at it like, wow, I didn't think of this. Because we all talk about T. Higgins. Where he could sign, trade it to, things like that.
Patriots.
Higgins signs with the Commanders.
Holy mercy.
Yes.
Oh, that would be nasty. Him and Terry McLaurin. That would, and they sign him and trade for Garrett. Let Brad Cook.
Oh, but yeah, we'll be fine. Aiden.
Woo!
Stuff.
That one was like, whoa.
And, I mean, now again, here's the problem. T. Higgins would have to be okay sharing the targets. He just got out of a situation where he's had to do it. McLaurin would have to, like, there's a lot of ego that plays into that. But, wow, that would be unbelievable.
If it can work, yeah.
And if I'm T. Higgins, why would I want to go to New England where I'm going to lose? See, wouldn't you want to win?
See, that's why I always like, oh, New England, or you hear the Panthers, you know, they're up and like, no, or no, because no, I want to win now. I mean, to me, the floor would be the Broncos. It's like, okay, you're on the cusp of winning. But New England, I got to trust that I think May is going to be good.
But like, better for New England is if they're a competitive 7-10 next year.
Right.
Versus Commanders, they're in a Super Bowl window. But yeah. Again, if the Patriots offer you, you know, $40 million more guarantee.
I mean, at that point, do you have enough money or do you want to win? And because he does not have the ring, I would go for the ring.
Yep.
If he were coming off of a Super Bowl, kind of like Golden Tate. Golden Tate won a Super Bowl early in his career with Seattle. So he was able to come to Detroit for a ton of money because he's got the ring already. So now it's about the money.
And by the way, that T. Higgins to the Commanders was mentioned a few times by writers in here. And the other one that was mentioned a couple times in this segment was Garrett to the Lions and then Miles Garrett to the Buffalo Bills.
Wait. Oh, two different ones.
Oh.
Yeah, two different ones, but it was mentioned a couple times by a few writers in here.
I mean, it makes too much sense, and we always say it. When things make this much sense, they never happen. So I will simply hope for the best.
Based off of the comments off of a certain defensive player, based off of the history of drafting defensive linemen and how much they put the effort, I don't think it's going to happen. I think we want it to happen, but I've long since given up on that. He'll end up playing somewhere, and I think when it does, it's going to be Mike Chair drop number two. It's like, wow. He went there.
He went to the Eagles.
He's now a Philadelphia Eagle. Congratulations.
Let Brad cook.
Or he's now playing opposite of Nick Bosa. Yeah, there you go. Like, it'll be something like that where some team just says, we don't care.
Yep.
But because here, we're cooking in the kitchen.
That's right.
Yeah, the kitchen may be closed in Detroit. That
the draft
is
and develop diner
in football today.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.